Just imagine the internet's a weird place, let alone the internet in virtual reality. Like pimple popping videos, but in virtual reality.
Ooh.
It's like you're actually the guy doing the pimple popping.
Dr. Pimple Popper on Instagram.
Are you into that?
A little bit.
Maya.
It's really satisfying.
Do you think these people, do you think the audience will know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, there's videos online of just people popping pimples, and that's like good for people.
They use this little tool, and you just press down, and everything just comes out.
Oh,
they sell them at Sephora, and Jess was going to buy me one, and I said, no. And she's like, why? You love this stuff. And I'm like, exactly. Don't give it to me, because I will go around to other random strangers and start popping their pimples.
Oh, my God.
I have no shame.
Well, that's just something I, you know, I thought I knew you pretty well, but
yeah.
that's new. Hey, Maya.
Hey, Andrew.
Wow.
Wow, that was...
I just drank caffeinated tea.
That will do it to you,
won't it? It's currently 9 p.m. and I'm feeling groovy.
Ooh. So, are you ready to get into this topic then?
What is the topic?
Okay. Virtual reality.
Ooh.
I feel like it's a topic that both you and I would be into.
I'm surprised you picked it.
I know. I'm a little feeling a little sciencey.
Feeling a little techie over there.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So what inspired me actually is over this past spring break, I used one. I used the one for the Samsung
Galaxy Gear VR.
Oh, he already knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool. I liked it a lot. And it got me thinking all about the future of VR. I guess my definition of virtual reality is essentially immersing yourself into a reality that's obviously not your own.
Okay. And I think you can even go even more simple and just say it's putting a screen over your face that reacts to your head movements.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And maybe you go, you know, in the future that becomes not the right definition. But for now, it's a computer that is able to calculate, render an image as you're looking around at a frame rate that convinces you that you're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool, I gotta say.
It's really freaking trippy.
So you just use the phone version.
Mm-hmm.
So I, for once, for 5 minutes at a hackathon, I used an Oculus Rift with the touch controllers.
Oh, those are nice.
And I looked around and like I moved my hands up and you could see your hands. It's like cartoony, but you totally buy that those are your hands. And I like picked something up and it was so crazy. I mean, I think if you think about like when you're in a dream, there's nothing that's super realistic about the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you still are, you know, convinced that you're skiing down the hill with your long lost lover in Mexico and...
This is what you dream about, Andrew?
I mean, no. So, obviously, our brains are easily fooled into believing that we're there. Because if you think about it, why would we ever need to question that too much, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
And so, I totally bought that I was, you know, the cartoon person in the little demo. I think there's, like, a lot of cool uses for it.
Oh, definitely. And I think I realized that after I stupidly stood around in my living room moving my head for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I looked just like an idiot. But what I was seeing was great.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you look at?
Oh, so I did this one where I was on a roller coaster.
Ooh.
And man, I felt that.
You were like feeling that G-force and stuff?
I was feeling a rush. And you know, it was great. I did that. I did some where I floated up into space. Which that one was a little iffy because the quality wasn't quite right. And every time I looked up, there was still like a little cross mark.
What do you mean?
There was,
oh, it's how they stitched the image together.
Yeah. So it was a little off, which obviously ruined the experience for me a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, there was an option for Jurassic World, which I opted out of because that scares the crap out of me.
I'm sure there's dinosaurs popping out in your face and stuff.
Oh, I did not like that.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about all the different practical uses of virtual reality, and I think there's just an immense amount.
What kinds of things did you think of?
So I was thinking about, you know, simulators for flights, doctors, for med students. Like, this could be huge.
That could be huge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's, you know, the people with phobias, where this could really help train them to not be afraid of things anymore.
Yeah, it's like if you have stage fright, you know, instead of telling somebody, just imagine they're all in their underwear, they can just say... Like, put you in front of a virtual audience that are all in their underwear.
Yeah. Oh my
Amazing.
God. That'd be so funny.
I kind of want to make that now that I'm thinking about it.
You should do it.
That's funny.
Trademark right here.
Yeah.
and of course, you know, there's a guy on the plane who's bored for 5 hours and, you know, just wants to sit on a tropical island and drink margaritas.
Instead of sitting there and, you know, complaining about the crying baby behind you.
Yeah.
You can just sit on the beach. The virtual beach, but still the beach.
Still the beach. So, I think there's a huge market for this, you know, that there are, I mean, there's already 1.5 billion people that use these things, but I think all the options for the future with virtual reality are amazing.
I'm glad you're so optimistic. You're usually so down on these things.
Well, don't get too excited, Andrew.
Oh, jeez, I did this to myself.
I'm, of course, apprehensive about a few things.
Of course you are.
Of course I am.
You're so responsible.
I know.
What in particular?
I think the main one would be the effects on children. So I think initially our market for VR are going to be video gamers. I think it's a very smart target to go after.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the people that start playing video games are often young children. And as we know, young children are extremely, extremely susceptible. So there's tons of research studies on the fact that the more realistic the controller is, the more likely the child is going to perceive this as normal, is going to create a relationship with this, is going to think that this is normal to do,
mm-hmm.
and then subsequently react behaviorally. And I think that's a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, people are concerned about this with just like the joystick, you know, you move it forward and you stab somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can only imagine if you are holding your, you know, you in your virtual reality, you have your hand and you're holding a dagger and you make the choice to plunge it into somebody's chest. It's a kind of scary extension of the thing that people are already sort of worried about.
Exactly.
So I see where you're coming from there.
Where you can go around hitting hookers on Grand Theft Auto, you know, on Xbox.
Yeah, in virtual reality. Yeah.
And virtual reality, better not.
I would agree.
So that freaks me out quite a bit. So, I mean, I guess this could be good and bad, but I also listened to a podcast a few months ago about virtual sex, which it sounds weird, but I think it's worth noting because I think it's going to be a big seller.
Yeah, I think so too.
And, you know, it's not a bad thing, you know, but I'm still a little apprehensive about the ethical
reasons.
That's
pretty good birth control.
That is very good birth control.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I just think there's so many avenues to explore with this. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing at all. I'm actually very optimistic about the future of virtual reality, but still a little unsure.
I agree, I think, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that never underestimate the ability for people to be really boring. And so it's easy to get sort of science fiction-y and say that everyone in the world will be in their helmets and everyone will just be like one of those Wall-E people in the chairs just watching movies all day. But, you know, when it comes down to it, that's not actually how people are. People like to run around and stuff, and they will continue doing so for a really long time. And I think people will, you know, forever find reasons to stay in real reality over virtual reality. You know, like one thing you could do is say, I could watch a live play in VR and I could be sitting in the audience and have, you know, the actors on stage doing their thing. And I could, you know, have cheaper Hamilton tickets.
Oh, wouldn't that be the dream?
Because I could watch it from my, you know, from my own living room. But you still see the actors doing their live thing. And I'm, you know, and I think that's kind of cool personally. But, you know, regardless, people will find reasons to want that in-person experience. And I think that won't go away, even though, you know, you might watch some scary Black Mirror episode about
Which I
how...
Did
you? Is there one about virtual reality?
Yes, there is. And guess what? He ends up dead.
See, that's the problem with that show, is that they're always so pessimistic. And it's like, guys, it won't all go to hell because you have a cool tech thing. Like, it'll really be fine. Anyway, that's my opinion about that show. I just think people will always have reason to want the real life version of things. And so that's what I would say about virtual reality and kind of the fears of it. Having said that, I do understand the concerns about, you know, people who have traumatizing experiences in VR. Imagine a horror movie in VR. I can't even watch a movie that I'm not, you know, not part of, let alone walking through a scary house with creaky floorboards and people popping out at me and stuff. I mean, that's scary, right?
That's very scary.
And that's, you know, life-ruiningly scary in my opinion, but I also don't like scary movies. And so I would say that there's only so many people making VR content for VR.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, but not so many. People making VR will always be a fraction of the people consuming VR, obviously.
Yes.
And I think there's a way to set up kind of a culture of those VR creators to say, maybe we won't do super scary horror movies in VR. Or maybe we don't do the Grand Theft Auto killing the prostitute scene in VR. You know, and maybe we can all come together and sort of decide what's right. You know, and we can research it and play around with it a little bit. But maybe we can kind of come to a consensus that some things are kind of off limits in this environment. And I think that's actually possible. And it's, and in many ways, it's already happening today. I think EA just sent out the big thing saying that they wouldn't make certain types of games in virtual reality, given research about...
the cognitive effects.
Exactly, yeah. And so I wouldn't underestimate people being good actors in the situation, mm-hmm. and not just blindly doing things because it's possible, doing things actually because people, for the good of people. So that's my little optimistic take.
Which I appreciate.
Yes.
I don't think I'm as apprehensive as I was about, self-driving cars or whatever. I actually think I'm looking forward to seeing how this all pans out.
Maybe someday we'll have this podcast in VR, which probably won't make it a podcast anymore.
A visual podcast.
A visual podcast, which is just, I think...
A video.
A video.
But, the possibilities are endless, like I said.
So maybe it'll just be us, at this table that we're sitting at now in my living room, but there's somebody in VR on the other side.
Watching us.
Sit with us as we record.
That would be pretty neat.
That'd be kind of fun.
Now that I think about this, I really want it to happen.
Yeah, you'll see what my messy living room looks like.
It's pretty clean right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job.
Appreciate it.
So, Andrew, how do you feel about virtual reality?
I feel great. I just think it's so cool that it's possible to, go to Hawaii without being on a plane. And that's as close as it's going to get to magic, that I can think happening in my lifetime. And the fact that this is happening now is so cool.
I think so too. So, audience, virtual reality, how do you feel about that?